I'm Avi Arditi, and this week on Wordmaster, another conversation from last month's International Convention in Denver, Colorado, for teachers of English to speakers of other languages.
I am Martina Mbayu Nana. I teach English as a foreign language in Lycée-Jos Douala, Cameroon.
And so you were telling me that you're trying to promote the teaching of English. Tell me how, what you're doing, what the problem is, and what you're doing about it to promote English.
You know, the French, Cameroon has two official languages, English and French. French dominates English because it has a larger population. So for the English teachers teaching in the French-speaking zone, they have to work hard to get the students interested in learning English. So once a year, we in the littoral region, we organize a prize award to deserving students in English language. We have 250 students as laureates. They all come from different areas, and they come to Douala.
And how old are these students?
Between the ages of 7 to about 18 years, because we take them from elementary through middle to high school.
And what kind of English are you teaching? Is it American English or British English?
Oh, that's the trick. We teach, Cameroon is typically British English, but the Americans have come in forcefully. So now you find teachers going towards American English. But originally it was British English, but now the Americans are fighting to have us go more into the American English.
It sounds scary. They're fighting to have
you. It's not like fighting. No, you know, they're encouraging the use of American English.
And what kind of resources do you have at your school in terms of technology?
Well, we are lucky to have computers that were donated by the government to us, to our school. Well, because it's a public school, but not all schools. And it's not, as English language teachers, we have really limited resources. Could I say no resource? Yes, if you put it that way. And we teach in very large classes. You have about 80 to 120 students in your class. And, for example, you might have in a whole class of 100, just one pupil with a book. So you have to photocopy, divide them up into groups, give the same or different tasks from that and the different groups to them.
What about the Internet? How much connection do you have to the Internet?
Very limited, very limited.
What about, for example, mobile phones or texting? Do your students use that a lot?
A lot, a lot. That is another technique I use. You know, it's cheap for us to have mobile phones. So sometimes you make them do work with their mobile phones.
For example?
You could ask them text. The essence is to make them write in English, yes, and communicate in English. So they could text a message to their friend in English, something. Just anything. For example, Valentine's Day, you might tell your friend a small story. I love you because you're beautiful. This is, so you make them use adjectives. All of these, they are using them in the text. It's fun to them.
Do you ever have students send you texts so you could grade them?
Yes, they do. They do a lot. Because to them it's fun. But to me, it's learning indirectly, and I accept it because my intention is to make them, encourage them, use the English language.
Well, of course, now, with, you know, texting has almost like a language of its own, very casual, informal. Do you enforce standards for standard English when they're texting, or do you let them use some of the shorthand?
I don't allow them use the shorthand because it defeats my purpose. I tell them there is a shorthand, but don't send me a text in that. I encourage them to write to me as if it were a real text they were writing with their hands.
Martina Mbayu Nana teaches English at the Lycée Jos in Douala, Cameroon. And that's Wordmaster for this week. We have interviews with other English teachers and much more at voanews.com/wordmaster. And you can follow us at twitter.com/VOA Learn English, all one word. I'm Avi Arditi.